Hello and welcome to WOTT Music Nashville, a podcast that showcases the best and brightest in Nashville and surrounding areas local tunes. I'm your host, I can't do it.
Hello, welcome to We Own This Town Music, a podcast that showcases new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I am your host, Michael Eads, and this is episode 111. Before we start, I wanted to give a big thanks to Beth Cameron for coming in on the last episode and talking to us about her musical history and, more importantly, some of the ways that we can make our city more open and transparent in terms of potential abuses that may be happening in the scene. It's not an easy conversation to have, but it's an important one. If you know anyone that's been subjected to such treatment, please speak out. And again, thanks to Beth for coming in. I look forward to hearing more from her new project, Black Bra. As usual, I also want to remind you that this podcast is part of a network of podcasts under the We Own This Town umbrella. We strive to provide a platform for Nashville creators of all kinds. Regardless of the subject matter, we want people from Nashville to create podcasts with us about any number of things. If you aren't already, give some of our other shows a spin. There's Hot Minute with Ashley and Jamie. They just wrapped up their first season, so now is a great time to catch up on all their shenanigans and to hear all the great original theme songs provided by a lot of Nashville artists for the show. If you want to make a 30 to 45 second theme for them, reach out to us somewhere on the internet, you know, at We Own This Town. We got a contact page, we got a Twitter, we got a Facebook. Hit us up. We want to hear it. We want you to contribute. There's also Vidolatry that just wrapped up their entire limited edition series with 10 episodes about Gore Vidal. What does Gore Vidal have to do with Nashville? Not a damn thing. But host Ryan Briegel is from Nashville and gives a unique perspective on the topics at hand through Gore's own words. It's a fascinating listen. I cannot recommend it enough. And there's also Fan/Fiction with Andrew/Zach. They've just released their entire first season at once, and you can just listen to all of those episodes, binge it, if you will. They're prepping season 1.5 now. Season 2 is on the way shortly afterwards. It's a fascinating exploration of creativity and examination of inspiration. If you've ever found yourself wondering, how could The Simpsons be crossed with Akira? Or how could Harry Potter better explore the female characters of the 7-part series? It's a show for you. Oh, and how about a brand new show? Yeah, that's right. We got a We Own This Town exclusive. We're in the final phases of putting together all the little nooks and crannies of a brand new show called This Is The Place. It's going to examine food and bars around town. Host Mickey Parks and Matt Meeks will be visiting a number of places and providing some excellent insights and recommendations into what might be worth your little while. So if you will, have a listen.
There's nothing else in town. The vibe of it was so cool. The food was so good.
I hear 1,000 knives dropping around town right now. There are a lot of chefs out there that are like, what? There was food before Margo.
So I know. I'm just saying.
Taste. Okay. We'll leave it there.
And I think we'll, in later episodes, we'll hit City House and we'll hit Margo a little harder and really talk about those places. Because
we have like I guess just for our taste in talking about the new and what's come along. I mean, those two restaurants are kind of markers when there was
those are kind of a
definite change in where Nashville was headed. The restaurants that surround them now, I'd say they're probably one of the reasons why that they're around.
Yeah,
you know,
kind of
for those young folks that were just getting out and beginning to eat, and for those folks that could appreciate a really nice restaurant, the two kind of merged, and it is what it is now.
Right.
And out of that blossomed some great things. So 2005 or so, I get over there.
What? What happens in 2005 when Mickey gets over there? You're going to have to tune in to find out. So keep an eye on We Own This Town on our Twitter, on our website, on our Facebook, and find out more details on the show when it's released. So it's just a little peek at what they got in mind. All right. Sorry, enough vamping about the network. Got to do it. Got to pay the dues there. Really want you to listen to those other shows. I think they're phenomenal. I'm really proud of them. Really happy to be associated with them. So let's get into some music. That's why you came here. First up is a brand new track from Dave Paulson, whose name you might remember from The Privates or his solo project Norm or the 90s tribute band My So-Called Band. He's got a brand new concept record that he just released named Sandusky, Ohio. What's the concept, you ask? Well, if you can wrap your brain around it, he wrote an entire album about the 1995 movie Tommy Boy. Yep, the one starring Chris Farley and David Spade. The best part about it, though, is that the album is entirely sincere and not a bunch of cobbled together novelty songs. You just got to hear it to really understand how legitimate it is. So here's the track, Don't Let It Get You Down. It's a direct one-to-one retelling of the, kind of the plot points of the movie where the two main characters traverse the Midwest trying to sell auto parts. I know that sounds bizarre, but Don't Let It Get You Down from Dave Paulson.
You and me driving away from Sandusky. We'll trace the dotted line, crossing our hearts and hope you'll sign.
Dave Paulson with Don't Let It Get You Down off of the Sandusky, Ohio concept record about Tommy Boy. I'm just flabbergasted by the fact that he was able to write an entire album about it and that it's actually very good. There's a lot of comparisons in the press, I think, to Ben Folds and maybe Weird Al, but it's not goofy at all. It's a very sincere record. So check it out. It's on the internet. It's linked on the episode detail page for this episode that you're listening to right now, davepaulson.bandcamp.com. Check it out. All right, next up, we're going to listen to a band named Zook, which I know very little about. I just ran across this single on Bandcamp. It's called What's It to You? It's off of an upcoming album called Garden Variety. I have no idea when Garden Variety will be released. That is not information that has been shared on the internet, but I think this song is really promising, and I look forward to hearing more from the album. Let's see what you think.
I've got my reasons and pyramids. Yeah, it's a secret. Better keep it hid. You wouldn't crack my lid with your digging crew. gone. You're acting serious, and I play along. You wouldn't leave coffee stains on my folded nails if you'd understand what I'm going through. I'm on vacation.
With What's It to You off of Garden Variety, forthcoming Garden Variety, whenever that happens. The band's playing July 12th at the East Room, July 12th, 2018, in case you're listening to this well into the future and you're confused as to why the band is not playing the upcoming July 12th, or maybe you're listening to this in February or something and you're like, what? Why is he announcing a show in July? This is originally released in July. There's a show coming up in July 12th. East Room. Go see them. It's a great opportunity there to see a little bit more from the band. I want to know what else they got. I'm curious. Overall, that song's like pretty laid back, but that little boom chap that's in the chorus and the little peak of fuzzed out guitar, a lot of little touches there that I like. Good job, Zook. All right, let's jump into Western Medication, the latest from them. They've been around the scene for quite a while. You've probably seen their name on a bunch of show bills. If you haven't dug in yet, they have a brand new album called Taste. This song is called Devils Sing. There's a video for it that maybe you saw on the Nashville Cream. So maybe you already know the song. But if you don't, there's a whole record behind it. And now's your chance to just get to know Western Medication. We'll be right back. Okay, that was Western Medication with Devils Sing off of Taste, brand new album. The album art for this record is pretty phenomenal. It is worth your while to do a Google search or look at our episode detail page for this thing. Really colorful, kind of crayon-y type at the top with an image that's a magnifying glass looking into someone's mouth with the word Taste on it. And it is absolutely bizarre in the best of ways. So whoever put together that artwork, congratulations. You have got my vote for doing a great job. There's a lot of press around this album saying that they could like open for Oasis or The Verve. And I can't say that's inaccurate. There's kind of a Brit rock vibe going on there. And I like it. I think I heard some bongos in there. Did I hear some bongos in there? I hope it was bongos. All right, well, there's 9 more tracks of that to dig into. So if you did like that song, please search for them on Bandcamp, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, Deezer, TuneIn, whatever, wherever you like to get your music. I'm sure it's up there. Give them some spins. It's looking to be a great record. Get into it. All right, so let's get out of the rock block there and dive into something a little bit different. This is a track that I ran across on Bandcamp through my regular cruisings around, and it's from a band called Veil of Tears, who I think are residing in Franklin, and I think this song might be a bit of a cheat. This was recorded and released in 1990, so quite a while ago, and it's definitely got a very different vibe than what you would expect to hear in this show. I don't know if they lived in Nashville when they recorded and released this, so that's why it's a bit of a cheat. But anyway, they live here now. I've spoken with them. I've verified their location. So I'm calling them a band from here now. I've played Robin Hitchcock on the show before. He sure as hell ain't from here. But, you know, okay, anyway, I'm backpedaling on myself. Let's just listen to this song, and you can appreciate its interesting new style. This is Alien Love, the radio version from Veil of Tears.
Just like my heart.
All right, that was Veil of Tears with Alien Love. Did that deliver in its differentness, like I promised? It's definitely got an 80s vibe to it with a lot of those keyboardy sounds and program drums and stuff. For me, personally, it's a throwback to the Art of Noise. I don't know if you know that band or not. I hope you do, but I just got a very intense Art of Noise vibe from that, and I was into it. Hopefully they'll release something like that now. I mean, it's been long enough that they could just kind of do that song again and put it out into the world and people would eat it up. Those, what's popular is very cyclical. So Veil of Tears, jump on it. You're well ready to reemerge. All right. Next up is Eve Merritt with a single called No More Running. Keeping the theme of this sort of electronic music, something a little bit different. I like what she's doing, and I think you will too. So enjoy.
Heart. For us, it's too clear. Not
right. That was Eve Merritt with No More Running. It is admittedly a long, slow, dark song with a lot of empty space there in it. But I like it. I mean, it's a cool vibe. That was released back in 2017, October, I think. So hopefully that means enough time has passed now where there's more recordings on the way and we can expect a bigger sort of collection of songs in that genre. You know, did you watch that show Legion? You ever seen season 2 of Legion? It's a pretty weird show, but there's a particularly weird character on it. It's like a monk with a hive mind of Borg-like sentinels that speak for him. There's something about this song. Maybe it's recency bias, but I'm heavily reminded of that show and that kind of intense sci-fi feeling that comes from that, listening to Eve. I don't know if that's the vibe she was going for, if she would find that offensive or not, but that's what I get, and I'm sticking with it. So thanks, Eve. I'm looking forward to more. All right, next, let's listen to a brand new song. Just came out on the internet a few days ago from a band called Fetching Pails. That's a pseudonym of Jill Townsend, who used to be a member of the band Night Blonde. She's branching out on her own and releasing this first new single. I think there's a video with it as well. I have no idea if this is even vaguely reflective of the rest of the music that she's working on, but I was a fan of what she was doing before. I'm a fan of the little teasers she's put online, so I can't imagine I would not be a fan of this song, as you should be as well. So it's a little under 2 minutes. Impressive. It's not even a punk song. So let's give it a listen. This is Blue Grotto Le Bleu.
Welcome to our part of the country. This is a typical California day. At least it's the kind we like to think is typical.
It's a rain, it's a rain, it's a jewel of the day. Melon coolers, mayonnaise, rockets to play. Toes on the fingers of both. Wrappers of the finest terry cloth, heading out on the aqua patio. Blue grotto on toes on the fingers of both.
That was Fetching Pails with Blue Grotto Le Bleu. You like how I just pronounce that as if I know what the hell I'm saying? I'm sure that I am wrecking it. Absolutely devastating. I have no idea. I can't wait to find out how to actually pronounce the name of that song and feel hilariously embarrassed. Let's try it again. Blue Grotto Le Bleu. Or Beau. Le Beau. Blue Grotto Le Beau. That probably makes way more sense. I think I got there eventually. You can all kind of witness my thinking there and how embarrassing that is. Yeah. What an idiot. Anyway, let's wrap up the show with two new rock songs. Just going to dive right in here. The first one is going to be from Charlie and the Evil Mothers. We have played Charlie and the Evil Mothers before. I'm a big fan. This is a brand new song that is not on any album, not leading up to anything. It's just Charlie putting some music out into the world for the sake of getting it out there, and we appreciate it. So here is Every Day is Sunday.
Every day is Sunday if you're spending it all in one place. Holy smoke, in one life I'm just burning a hole in your face.
Charlie and the Evil Mothers with Every Day is Sunday. Funny enough, I'm recording this podcast on a Sunday. I love so many elements of that song and highly recommend giving it a listen on like a really good stereo or in some headphones. There's a lot of little keyboard flourishes and little songs happening behind the scenes. And Charlie's Yelp is spot on. Big fan of that Yelp. I'm a big fan of Yelps in general. If you've been listening to the show, anytime someone's got a good Yelp, I like the Yelp. That's my Yelp review. Oh, can't believe I went there. I am also embarrassed. Again, please no one bring that up to me in person that I said that. All right, we're going to wrap the show up with a new song from the Pink Spiders. It's called I Can't Get Down Without You, off a brand new album called Mutations. It's been 10 years since the Pink Spiders put something out, a full-length album. Just happy to hear it. I don't know that I was really a huge fan back when they were active, but I'm liking what I'm hearing, and I love a good reemergence success story where a band kind of pulls themselves out of retirement because the fans want it and comes up with something that's really good instead of just kind of plopping something out there that isn't very good at all. So you be the judge. Here's I Can't Get Down Without You from the Pink Spiders off of Mutations. That was the Pink Spiders with I Can't Get Down Without You off of Mutations, coming out July 31st, 2018. There's two other songs floating around on the internet, Spotify, etc., from that record. So if you want to hear more, personally, of the three songs that are out there, this one's my personal favorite hit, which is why I played it, because I get to be subjective and pick those songs for this show. It's got a cool, dancey, sexy vibe to it, if that's a review that you want to hear from this voice about a song. But that's how I feel about it, and I'm looking forward to what the rest of the record holds. So good job, Pink Spiders. That's it. There we go. That's the whole episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you have music that you want to hear on here, if you want to mock me for mispronouncing some French or any other thing that I said that was idiotic on the show, I will take all kinds of teasing. Just hit me up at We Own This Town. I'm on the Twitter, the Facebook, the Instagram. We're all over the place. Please do go listen to our other shows. I think they're great, and I want you to hear them. I also want you to make them. So if you have a podcast idea, please get in touch. We have a whole studio here that's just ready and waiting for you to record. Let's make Nashville awesome and known for more than just country music, and just showcase the diversity that we have that I'm so proud of. Anyway, thanks so much. If you feel so inclined, leave us a review on Apple. Any kind of feedback is welcome. WeOwnThisTown.net, at WeOwnThisTown everywhere else. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you next time. Bye.